Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Daniel chapter 10, we'll read verses 18 through 21. The Bible says, "Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me, and said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. When he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? Now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. When I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, that there is none that holdeth me in these things but Michael, your prince." I want you to notice that statement in verse 21. I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. Today, I want to give you a thought about the authority of scripture in scripture. First of all, we have to understand something. The Bible is God's words. They are not man's words. Daniel did not write this. God did. God used Daniel to pen the words, but he didn't put the thoughts in Daniel's mind. It wasn't written in Daniel's style. God gave every word, word by word, to the men of God who penned them. You have to understand, every word of God is true. Matter of fact, John 1, 1 and 2 says, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. John 1, 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." That means this: the Word of God is Jesus, and when people mess with the Word of God, they're messing with Jesus. You see, men did not author the Bible. God did. Man has fiddled with God's words. That means they have tried to take away the authority of God's word. That's what Revelation chapter 22, 18 and 19 are all about. God said, "If any man shall add to or take away from the words of the book of this prophecy." He didn't say just taking words away. He said take away from the words. That means when you start casting doubt on the authority of the Word of God. When people start saying, we don't know what part was inspired and what part wasn't, and what part was man's and what part was God's. No, these are God's Word. How many times do you see the statement, "And the Word of the Lord came unto them saying," God spoke the words. They are God's words, not man's words. By the way, that's the authority of Scripture. Man thinks he's more intelligent than God. It amazes me. People condemn the King James Bible. Oh, it's just too difficult. And yet they'll call a fundamentalist who holds to the King James Bible, someone who's not intelligent, but they're the ones that have to have an easier Bible to understand. Let me give you some thoughts today. First of all of the Bible is God's Word. The Old Testament is as relevant as the New Testament. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There is no difference in the authority of the Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament is quoted over 850 times in the New Testament. Why would God repeat something 850 times if it was useless? The word scripture is used 52 times in the Bible. Every time it's used in the New Testament in reference to the Old Testament. The only one time that it is not used in the New Testament is what we read in Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, my friend, all of the Bible is true. Dispensationalism has taught that the Old Testament is law and the New Testament is grace. That's a filthy lie. That is out of hell. There's no such thing. For by grace are you saved through faith. Hebrews chapter 11 talks about by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Abraham. All the people who were saved by faith before there ever was what dispensationalists call a law. The Old Testament is not law, and the New Testament, grace. They are equal. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You see, grace has always been necessary for salvation. And the Old Testament pointed to Jesus' coming. In the New Testament, we saw that he did come, and we look back at what he did. That was the only difference. You see, we need to read and study and look at the Old Testament with the same authority and the same relevance as the New Testament. There are some things that were nailed to the cross, Colossians chapter 2. The sacrifices and holy days and those things pointing to the coming of the Savior. Once he came, he said, okay, these things are nailed to the cross. You don't have to do those anymore, but keep living what was said back there because they are the words of God. Number two, scripture is how we overcome temptation. If you read Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Jesus was tempted by Satan and he overcame that temptation with scripture. Over and over it says, Scripture says, it is written. Scripture says, it is written. Brother Roloff used to say, we ought to keep our life so full of the Word of God that there's no room in the bucket for temptation. Let's just read the Bible. Let's memorize the Bible. Let's hear the Bible preached in Sunday school and Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night church. Hey, read your Bible 15 minutes a day. And then before you want to smoke a cigarette, ask God to bless it. Before you drink alcohol, read your Bible and ask God to bless that alcohol to your body. Before you want to do something wrong, how about we get God involved? Number three. Satan and sin is what cast doubt on the authority of the scripture. Isn't it amazing in Genesis chapter 3, Satan came to Eve and said, oh, come on, Eve, in the day you're not going to die. God won't kill you if you disobey him. You could be like God. You could decide right and wrong for yourself. Truth has to be the basis of all agreement. If we dilute the truth, then we have to decide what truth is. You see, too many of us want to be God. We want to decide truth. People who diminish the importance or the relevance of the Bible cast doubt on it. It is the Word of God. These are not the words of man, but God. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the pastor's heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
tell and sing the news.